Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Ladies, I wanted to talk about, and I know someone's going to be like, of course, Mpo is behind the wheel. She has to talk about cars. But the way I want to talk about cars, I was reading an article. I think it's in the Sowetan. Yes, it is in the Sowetan. About a lady whose car engine was damaged after the petrol pump attendant forgot to close the lid on the radiator. So basically, the radiator is the job of the radiator is to cool down your car or help your engine cool down, right? So because of this, her car overheated. The cylinder head needed to be replaced, or she basically needed a complete engine overhaul. The workshop said the repairs to this would be 16,500 rand, money that she says she doesn't have, and on top of that, the insurance say that they cannot pay due to negligence. I wanted to know, do you have a similar story where something happened to your car that had nothing to do with you, and how did you resolve this? Did you?
Look, like how all three of you are pressing.
We are ready.
Yes,
we are
already. I love it.
Look, luckily for me, anything that's got to do with my car, my dad's always around. He was a mechanic.
Yeah.
Once upon a time. So I just call him and I'm like, yo, listen.
Yeah.
So any funny sound, but also he taught me a lot about cars. So sometimes I'm aware if there's like a certain sound in the car, then I'm like, oh, it could be this or it could be that.
Yeah.
But my dad, always on speed dial for anything car related.
Yes, we love him. Juliet?
So, this triggers me because my car is chilling, not moving, because the engine is...
Is that why you Uber every day?
No, remember I also have the leg.
There's a leg problem. Okay.
There's a leg problem. This is why I'm not in a hurry to get it fixed. I'm just like chilling, right?
Yeah, what happened?
Because it's off its insurance anyways. So I was at a garage and I said, please check oil and water, you know, like a responsible driver. And then they left the oil cap, is what it's called.
Yeah.
Open. So I drove for some time until I heard... I'm like, what is that sound?
Yes.
And then I was like,
the
what's
oil
happening?
Is splattering the oil is, out.
Yeah. I park on the side and I think there was a whole mixed masala, oil and water.
Of
I don't know what happened.
Oh, no.
And then so I drive back to the garage and the guy is like, oh, ish. Ish.
Yeah.
I don't know if he knew how
to
fix my car. I don't know what they did, but it was like a temporary plan to get me to where I'm getting to.
Mm.
He didn't know how to fix it. So it's just chilling there.
Okay, but who are you expecting to fix it? Is it them or your insurance?
I'll fix it myself. Because it's no longer on insurance. I was just off insurance and I was looking for another insurance.
Ah, that period.
Yes.
That's always such a dangerous period.
You can always advise on which one.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll do first for women. I don't know. But the point of the matter is that now I'm stuck because of somebody else's mistakes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Similar cases, Julie. They didn't close it. Drove home. I get into the garage. Man. What's the smell? I open mix masala.
Yes, the smell.
No, it was so bad. I literally, I was like, and now I can't drive back to the garage because I don't know how much more damage I'm doing.
Yeah.
I waited for my partner. Then we went together in his car to the garage. And the guy was just like, ah, na sister, say, na kikwetsi, I closed it. It's not
But if you closed it, we wouldn't be here.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The car went to scheduled service within 2 days after that. My mechanic says, sissy, hey, within the next month or so, this is an engine overhaul. I was like, you know what you should do? When I fix what I asked you, and then I sold the car within a week.
Yo.
I don't have 67,000.
Because it overheats. It overheats, I think.
Yeah,
because it's something happens.
Yeah, okay, wait.
I don't have.
Can I be dodgy?
So whoever got my car.
Can I ask a dodgy question?
Ask the dodgy
question.
Did
you disclose to whoever was buying the car?
No. I sold it to a dealership. So if they. No, if they didn't check. Because I said, I'm selling my car. Here it is. Assess. I got my price. Gloop in my account. So that's what I'm saying. When I see my car on the street, I've seen it once since then. I'm like, ah, what's up, Pila? You did good.
I like that. Okay. Well, I don't like that you're dodgy, but I like that you got rid of the problem. I like
you
that.
You know what I'm interested in, Impo?
Yeah.
Are there men that have had these issues?
I'm sure they are. Because remember back in the day, you used to get asked when you pull into the garage, would it be petrol or diesel? They don't do that anymore purely because the nozzles don't interfit. But before, people would put diesel into a petrol tank or put petrol into a diesel tank. Now you have to go and get, you know, everything, the petrol or the diesel must be dumped out. Mm. The injectors must be cleaned out. Like, it became such a big mess. So it happened even to men back in those days. Now at least technology sucks you out a bit.
Not all men know, you know.
Lovely. Absolutely. Wow. That's why AA is there, guys. Because Khuna Lebamang, even entire change is a problem. You're just there like, but anyway, I'd like to know, when you do have problems with the car, who do you go to? You know, from that perspective. But also, if you have experienced something like the story in the Sowetan where Nomsa Smelane's car engine was damaged after the petrol pump attendant forgot to close the lid of the radiator. If you have gone through something like that, how did you get that fixed? Did you leave it to your insurance? Or did you go back to the garage and say, you are now liable because this had nothing to do with me? Let's have this conversation.
So I just wanted to inform you that any mechanical breakdowns on your vehicle, insurance, your conventional insurance, like vehicle insurance, it doesn't cover it unless it got damaged due to a subsequent coverable peril. Like if you were involved in a car accident, it got damaged because of flooding, like natural disasters. Maybe your car was stolen or hijacked and the robbers were involved in an accident, you know. Any claimable event, anything that is mechanically related, if your car gets broken down because of mechanical aspect of what you guys are discussing now, insurance companies will only cover if it's due to a claimable event. What you guys are referring to is maybe your warranty plans or your maintenance plans. I know service plans doesn't cover it, but if you have a maintenance plan or a warranty on your vehicle, then it could cover mechanical aspects. Cool beans.
Thank you so very much for that. You see, I just learned something new here today. Thank you so, so, so much for that voice note.
Yo. I was in a similar, exact the same problem. You know, I had to take care of it. I just had to spend money. I didn't take it to the dealership. I just had to spend money. I spent a lot of money on it. Plus minus, is it 20? Yeah, plus minus 20,000. I had to do the head gasket and everything and, you know, engineering and everything. Yeah, but hey, yeah.
Yeah. The reason why the guys at the fuel station are called petrol attendants is because msebenzi wabo ona kutshela petrol or diesel fuel in your car, checking oil and water. And the other thing is, you're not putting water, you're not supposed to put water in your car, you're supposed to put coolant. That is the thing that keeps your engine cool or not too hot or not too cold. Coolant, not water. That's the number one mistake people make. The best thing that you can do for yourself is to check your own coolant and your own oil at home before you drive.
Except when you arrive there, they say, okay, do you want petrol or diesel? You tell them, I want petrol 95. And then they say, oil or water? Yeah, but don't ask me that if it's not something you're supposed to be doing. Anyway, it's 7:30.
Good morning, ladies. You know, to be a responsible driver, and I don't think the petrol attendant has to pay for the damage. As a responsible driver, when you need them to check water and oil on your car, you step out of your car and check whether other things are properly caps wrong. When as a responsible driver, petrol attendant, that's where we see negligent call.
I agree and disagree with you. I agree with you that you shouldn't just be sitting in the car, right? But I disagree with you because if I'm going to be watching there, marangas nuhuting pegeni, what am I doing? Because if something wrong is happening, it's not like I'm going to be able to tell the difference. I could be wrong.
I'm poor. So I've had a similar case whereby I was at this garage, my favorite one, and then I asked for diesel. And then the petrol attendant was fairly new. He made a mistake and he poured petrol. And I think when he realized, he told everybody else, and the supervisor took care of all the cost of training the petrol out of my car. So the garage took full responsibility.
Nice one.
actually, it's your own responsibility to make sure that when they check the oil, you are there. Actually, you are supposed to check your oil yourself. You need to check your oil yourself. It's your own responsibility to make sure, Hore, the petrol cap by equates accordingly. It's your own responsibility to make sure that the oil cap by equates accordingly, even the water cap by equates accordingly. It's not mistake, Yago Garage. At the end of the day, even K53 somewhere, I know it states that it's your own responsibility to check your own oil, to check your own water, to check your own fuel. That's your own responsibility.
Yes, it's so nice to come from a place of knowing. Why do we assume everybody is in the same boat?
My case happened at a car wash, so they opened the sunroof and it couldn't close anymore. And yeah, so told the guy, but there was nothing he could do. Told the owner of the car wash, said, I think they have a disclaimer there that anything gets missing, gets broken, they are not liable. Anyway, took my car to Mercedes and they quoted me around 30-something thousands. And my car's already out of warranty, so had to pay myself.
You know, we can blame the petrol attendants, but I think the people that we're supposed to blame is the garage owners. How well do they train their people to know, Uthi, they should not do such mistakes? What penalties do the attendants get when they do such mistakes? You know, they're let scot-free, and when you're left with the whole damage. But if we go in back and sue the garage itself, the garage then will take full responsibility of training their attendants fully.
Perfect point and a perfect way to close off the topic. Thank you so very much for everyone who engaged.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.